A satellite scheduled for launch tomorrow will aid weather forecasting in the western U.S., including Alaska. According to NASA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, GOES, or Geostationary Operational Environmental Satellite, is the second new unit to be deployed into orbit over the equator. The first of the new minivan-sized satellites positioned to view eastern North America went up in 2016, replacing an older model. NASA says the satellites send images and other data to Earth five times faster than predecessor versions.
As high as a picture every 1 minute, which is incredible compared to what we've seen before.
National Weather Service meteorologist Becca Mazur in Fairbanks says the higher transmission speeds help forecasters do their job.
You can actually use the satellite imagery now. You can use it for forecast at the moment instead of having to wait 15 plus minutes for the picture to show up.
The new satellites also offer four times better image resolution. Finer detail, Mazur says, is key to observation and forecasting.
It's a significant improvement for observing clouds and other weather patterns.
To discern between snow, ice, and cloud cover.
Lisa Wirth is interim director of the University of Alaska Fairbanks Geographic Information Network of Alaska, or GINA, which has NASA contracts to download and process data from similarly equipped polar orbiting satellites. Wirth points to the technology's value in quickly tracking weather, as well as a range of other environmental conditions.
Sea ice, wildfire, volcanic emissions.
Near real-time tracking of conditions is important for public safety, capability worth credits to a general growth in space-based Earth observation.
The number of satellites that are flying in space are increasing, and so that's just increasing our temporal coverage, which means we can get data faster, more often over the same spot on the Earth. And then, of course, the technology is also increasing, so we're getting better data in itself.
A rocket carrying the new GOES satellite is scheduled for liftoff from Cape Canaveral, Florida at 1:04 p.m. Alaska time tomorrow.